to the 79th batch of yoga here in Roville. More than 2 decades we have been conducting yoga in this center. The change is inevitable. Over the weekend after my trip to India, after about 7-8 weeks, I went to the usual vegetable shop. All layout was changed. I talked to the owner. Owner said, yes, we need to keep on changing. We need to keep on changing to look different. To look different, we always look for a change. Parents wants their children to change. Husband wants wife to change. Wife wants husband to change. Employees want their boss to change. And people want government to change. Everyone is seeking the change. Everyone, we want the change. And one lady, she was saying, entire world is changing except my son, my husband. Except, it's everyone is looking for a change. That we think change will bring in happiness. We think, but seldom that is our experience. The change, we think by having that one, by changing that one, I will be happy. By getting something else, I will be happy. We always think, if I get something else, I will be happy. And our yoga principles of yoga also says, the happiness is not to be acquired tomorrow. It is not the product of tomorrow. You have to strive to get the happiness now. We say, when I have so much of pay off all the mortgage, I will be happy. Pay off, have so much of money, I will be happy. We are thinking that happiness is the future thing. It is not the happiness we can't experience. That is what general conception. We think happiness will get only in the future, not now. This world is called as Jagat. Jagat means continuously changing. What changes continuously is called as Jagat. What was yesterday is not today. What is today, it won't be tomorrow. What is continuously changing, what is continuously evolving is called as Jagat. The question is, how, when everything is changing, how can I get the happiness? The yoga is a connecting from the changing, everything is changing. We are also changing, body is changing. Yesterday was young, today youth, tomorrow old person. Everything is changing. In this change, how to get the happiness? It is saying that the yoga is connecting the changing world from our changing world to the changeless. In Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna talks about sadrisham cheshtase syasya prakritim jnanavanapi prakritim yanti bhutani nigraha kim karishyati. Everything is changing. We are postponing. I will be happy if I have the, after every, all changes are done, after all waves subsided, I will take a bath. Sri Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, we are all helplessly pulled by the prakriti, and we are not finding the happiness. We are finding, Sri Krishna says, connect yourself to the changeless. Connect yourself to the changeless. Yoga is a process of connecting. Everything is changing. How to connect to the changeless? Yoga is open to all, whether a child, youth, adult, old person, anyone who approaches yoga, with reverence, they get benefit out of yoga. Yoga doesn't preclude anyone. Everyone are welcome into the portals of yoga. Practice of yoga helps in recovering lost years in your life. Lost years, practice of yoga makes you the bubbling with energy like a child. Like a child, so much of bubbling with energy. As we are aging, we think whole world is on us, on our head. We stop smiling also. Yoga infuses energy into your life, helps you to recover lost years, helps in adding quality years to your life. As we are aging, people ask our Nargis ji that she is 87. We think my youth days, children days are tough. Youth days are tough. Our working life is tough. And as a parenthood is tough. Ask her, the things won't get any better as we are aging. Things get more and more tough. More and more tough. Things are not easy. Yoga helps you to manage yourself. As long as you can, you should be independent, not to be banking on others to look after. Try to be independent, not to be dependent on others for your maintenance. Yoga, millions of people enter into the portals of yoga, but very few people realize the benefit of yoga. Yoga is connecting myself to the family. Practice of yoga become a contributor to the family. Practicing yoga, you become a better contributor to your employer, better contributor to the community, better contributor to the whole of humanity. The Vasudeva Kutumbakam. When you are connected with the whole world, you are never feel abandoned. You never feel left out. You never feel depressed or anxiety mood. That concept is called as Vasudeva Kutumbakam. You connect yourself. Connect yourself. As I start, when I connecting only with me and myself, change, I see things are changing very fast. When you connect to the whole, everyone in this world, connect to the Lord, you feel stability in your life. Millions enter through the portals of yoga, but very few experience the yoga because there is no motivation, no dedication, no discipline. The practice of yoga it says, Yogam Sharanam Gacchami. I seek refuge in yoga. May yoga dawn on me. I call upon everyone. Yoga is not a one-day affair, one-term affair. It is a commitment for your life. And when you find an inspired teacher, I call upon everyone, come on to the portals of yoga, do not drop off. May yoga dawn on you. Never stop. Never stop. Continue. It is a time-tested ancient science given by the seers of the past. Seers of the past stemmed out from Himalayas. Bhagavan Sri Krishna, before he passing, left the body, he told Uddhava this message of yoga. You take it to Badrinath. You go there, rishis there, they understand what I am trying to say. They will preserve this yoga and like Ganga, they will pass it on to the generations to come. This message of yoga, Sri Krishna in the Bhagavatam says, it has come from Himalayas. Himalayas, it is time immemorial. Get on to yoga, may yoga dawn on you. With this opening comment, we'll start our sadhana.